Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 754. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. It's free, including the postage and the handling. I've got a very strong message for you, a whole series of them from the book of Revelation. We're in the first chapter. We have songs and letters. But right now, let's pray. Father God, continue anointing me. Bring whatever it is that you're going to bring to us and the people of the world, the church, the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem, your bride, and the rest of the world, the knowledge and the wisdom and the spiritual understanding that you want them to have in these last days. Rebuke Satan, and also give way for us, Lord, to have every open door that you want us to have. Rebuke every attempt that Satan is attempting to do. Rebuke it, Lord. Bind it. Don't let it happen in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. A lot of people say, how far should we go so far as putting an end to the things of the past, the things of the world? To what degree should we proceed with that? Degree is expressed in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Go ahead, read it.
For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
All right, life and peace. Well, you have eternal life to be spiritually minded, to have the sense that the life of God is living in you and working in you. But to be led by your flesh, you're still dead. Well, this is just the way I am. I hear so many people saying that. Well, the way you are, my friend, you cannot get into heaven. You have to be led by God's life living in you. You have to mortify your old life. You have to put it to death. You have to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. The ending of the past is based on the sense of the Holy Spirit within you. You have to sense that God's Spirit is in you and listen to that Spirit in you and be careful that you don't misinterpret anything that the Lord is saying. Just know that when God is in you, that we must live godly lives. Otherwise, God will not live in you. He lives in people that want to live godly lives. We must let go of our former life and let God lead our lives in us. You have to have a sense that he's leading you. You have to depend on him. You have to pray to him, say, Lord, am I going? Am I doing the right thing or what? So it is the sense of God's life within us that is showing us and leading and guiding us in his way, this way, to get into us through the inner anointing of the Holy Spirit. Now, the procedure is the same as that mentioned, that I mentioned to you in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. But we're going to read now Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6. And these are the words of God that you must adhere to. You can read this. The Holy Spirit has already laid this down on paper for you to follow. So you don't have to seek it any longer. You know that this is it. Go ahead and read it, Sharon.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
Yeah, the Spirit, the Word of God. The Word of God is Spirit and is life. And therefore the Lord says, follow the things that I have the prophets and the saints, the apostles, write down, if you want to be spiritual. So life and peace are the degree to which we are required to put an end to the past. They're life and peace. In other words, we have to go all the way. In other words, if you're going to get on the train, you have to get all the way in the train. Amen?
Amen.
You can't keep half of you outside or the bus. or the airplane. I don't think you'd want to do that, would you? If you want to be in Christ, you have to be in him, and you have to let him all the way in. That means you have to forsake everything from the old life, the old past, and let him come in and do his thing. And God's thing is life and peace. Life and peace. So that means that you have to clear up all the past. You got to put an end to all, because you're a new creature. You can't live partly in this world and partly in the spiritual realm. You can't live partly in the carnal world and then partly in the spiritual world. We must follow the demand. The Lord demands. We must follow the demand of the Lord's Spirit within us. He demands. He's a dictator. To make restitution, to confess our sins, to eliminate an improper end. The Lord doesn't want you to have an improper end. He wants you to eliminate that, and he wants to get you aboard. Children, get ready. There's a train a-coming. It don't cost anything for you to get on. It takes faith, amen?
Amen.
So you got to get on board. Children, get ready. There's a train a-coming. It's the gospel train. You don't have to do anything but have faith and get on board. You can't be hanging onto one of the poles and letting the train drag you down the track. You have to really get on board, folks. Amen?
Amen.
Get on board. So he wants to establish us by us abstaining from using unclean things that we used in the past, and to end our old way of living. Because if you're in the old way of living, you're not living at all. Amen?
Amen.
Not spiritually. There are people that say that they are Christians, and yet they are molesting children, like the Catholics, and they're homosexuals. How can they say they're Christians when the Lord wants them to clear all that up? Amen?
Amen.
He wants them to be cleared of all their sins and stop molesting little babies, little children. And, you know, people that are complaining about this and want to put them in jail, that's not going to do them any good. They need to be born again of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And put those things away. Even their own children they molest. Man, there's so many people in this church that stated that their dads molested them, or their mothers. They don't have anything of the Lord in them whatsoever, these kind of people that do that. So when we're feeling the strength of the Lord in us and his enlightening spirit, then we become satisfied. We have the Holy Spirit within us. We have peace. Hallelujah. We have life and peace. To live carnally is death, but to live spiritually, we have life in us and peace, a peace between us and the Lord. And you're just not going to have that. Now, you can say, well, we're going to drown our sorrows by eating pork and Alaskan crab legs and lobster and all these things just to defy God even more. So we're also, by the Holy Spirit of God, being peaceful. The Holy Spirit is full of peace and security and secure and full of the presence of the Lord. If we've made an end of our old life, the things of the past, and we still sense the lack of fullness and manifestation of life and peace, we may be sure that we have not followed the Holy Spirit to the utmost. So what to do is you got to start seeking the Holy Spirit to rebuke these things. Now, I'm saying these things because in the first chapter of Revelation, in the book of Revelation, John to the seven churches which are in Asia, power be unto you and peace. Peace that passes all understanding. From him which is, and which was, and which is to come. Well, where is he going to come? He's going to come back to earth. Amen?
Amen.
That's how I got familiar with the Lord, is when he first told me, tell everybody in this room that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. He's coming back. Well, we've heard that so much from everybody else. I know, but I heard it from the Lord himself. Okay, and you better pay attention to what the Lord says. Otherwise, you're carnal and you're not getting aboard. Amen?
Amen.
Which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And one of those spirits is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So the spirit of the Lord, seven spirits of the Lord, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Oh, Jesus, we read his testimony and we see he faithfully followed everything that the Lord God said to do. And he said, now come and be like me. Come and follow me. He didn't say to imitate me like some false prophet say. He said to be like me. Come and follow me. We can't follow Jesus unless the Holy Spirit, the life of God, is in us. We must have the life and peace of God in us. We can't live carnally any longer. There must be a change. We must change from one of these worms into a butterfly. Caterpillars are ugly, but butterflies are beautiful. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead. Well, others, you know, like Elijah, have been taken up to heaven without dying, but he came back in the spirit in John the Baptist. And then Enoch the same way. Well, you say, they were not risen from the dead, but it says that, and we talk about Lazarus. Well, he was raised from the dead, but actually he was just in limbo. He was sleeping, the Lord said. And he was dead, but his spirit really hadn't departed that far from him, and the spirit just went back into him. But this is the first begotten of the dead, from among the dead. And he is given a place in the kingdom of heaven that nobody else had at the time. So he was the first to sit in heaven, ruling heaven and earth. The first begotten of the dead. And the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us. He loved us so much that he kept every commandment so that his blood would be pure enough to wash away sin, all of our sins. And washed us from our sins in his own blood. He does that by our having faith in that. Verse 6, and hath made us kings and priests. Now he's the king of all of us kings, and the Lord of all of us lords. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Well, he has dominion over Satan and all of Satan's imps. As a matter of fact, he has so much authority over them that he's bound them and he's going to throw them all in hell in the lake of fire. And that's one of the things that Satan knows, is that his time is really up. It's over for you, Satan, the blood of Jesus against you. And it's just wonderful that the Lord has allowed me to do something to you, to warn everybody about you and to tell everybody about you. And to give everybody information is how to stay free from your dirty, filthy lies and your fake dominion. You don't have dominion anymore. Even we, our sons of God, we have total dominion over you. We have power and dominion over you. You have no power over us whatsoever. And I love that. And the Lord said so. Verse 7, behold, Jesus, he cometh with clouds. And every eye shall see him. Well, then, you mean these guys down here that are saying that they're Jesus, that they're not really Jesus? Yeah, that's right. They're not Jesus, because I never saw them coming in clouds, and neither did anybody else. Amen?
Amen.
So the real Jesus will be looming over the universe, and everybody will see him. Whether it be day or night, everybody's going to see Jesus coming back to earth again with angels. Did you see these phonies coming with angels, tens of thousands of angels and saints? and a shout of the archangel, no. There's just some Mexican or a Latino person in Miami, he says he's Jesus. And people believe that idiot. That's why it's important to have the word, because you can see how Jesus is coming. Behold, Jesus comes with clouds. And every eye shall see him, and even those also which pierced him, that put nails in his hands and feet, piercing his flesh, and his side, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Well, I don't see anybody wailing because of him yet, but they will shortly. Because they'll say, oh my God, he's real. Here he is, and look at him. My God, it's the most frightening thing we've ever seen in our lives. They're going to be praying for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them. But not those of us that know the Lord. We're waiting for him to come. And when he does, we're going to shoot up into the kingdom of heaven to meet him as he's coming to earth. Then we're going to turn around and come with him to watch the destruction of all you people that refuse to let the life of God live in you. And you're going to be so ashamed. You're going to be so ashamed, folks. So ashamed. And incidentally, I'm not Spanish. I happen to be Jewish. I'm a Romanian Jew. Hallelujah. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. And I'm Jewish, and I'm one of the end-time prophecies. The Bible said that we Jews would be preaching to you Gentiles in these last days. So I'm coming at you with full force, telling you the real truth. So, you know, you figure, well, how could anybody know the real truth? Jesus is the truth. He's the way to heaven. He's the truth of how to get to heaven, and he is the life that you need living in you to convict you of your filthy sins that might be hanging on you. You have to put an end to your carnal life completely, because to live carnally is death. But to live in the Spirit, to live in God's life and for God's life to live in you, is life and peace. Peace between you and God, that is, all right? So he's coming in clouds, and every eye on earth shall see him. And that means that blind eyes are going to open up. Blind eyes are going to open up and see him. Every eye shall see him. Either the eyes of the dead, yes. Because God will unearth graves and mausoleums and all that. He'll bust them open, and the people will look at him and say, every eye. When the Lord says, every eye shall see him, that means every eye. Amen?
Amen.
And all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Praise the Lord. Even so, amen. Then Jesus says to John, verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega. That means I am the A to Z. I am the all-encompassing Christ. I am the everlasting everything. I am the A to Z, the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning of everything and the ending of everything, saith the Lord. Which is, I am still, he says, and which was, and I was before, I was on earth, and I was even before earth, and which is to come. And then Jesus says, I'm the Almighty. I'm the Almighty God. And you have to deal, I'm going to deal with you. Now, you will willingly deal with me here while you're still alive on earth, or I'm going to come back and make you sorry for not allowing me to deal with you. I'm going to whip you like a son, only you're not sons, you're demon-possessed people. I'm the Almighty, the Lord says. I'm coming back, which is to come, the Almighty. Verse 9, I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulations. So he says, you people are going through tribulations. I'm your companion in tribulation. I'm going through tribulation too. I'm in chains over here on the Isle of Patmos. And because of this, because I'm so faithful, the Lord is showing me all these different things that are shortly to come, that will shortly come to pass. I'm your companion in tribulation. But I'm not upset about going through tribulations, because I know that it's soon going to be over and I'm going to be in paradise. And those of you that are on earth should not be worried about going through tribulation. No one is without tribulation. People can laugh and go have parties and stuff, but when the party's over, there's nothing for them. They're in their rooms or their cheap two-bit pads that they're living in. And the gloom comes upon them because they know they're not saved. They have no peace. I, John, who was also your brother in tribulation, and your brother and companion, I'm your companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I'm in the kingdom of Christ. I'm in the kingdom of life. I'm in the resurrected kingdom. Hallelujah. Where Christ is, I was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God. I was put in prison myself for the word of God. I didn't do anything wrong, not to God or any ungodly thing, but people thought that I was hurting them when I was telling them the truth. For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, I was in chains for the testimony of Christ. All right, well, my time is up for reading scriptures and explaining the gospel to you, but we have some letters, so where's the first one from?
This is the continuation of the letter from Billings, Montana.
Okay, in my hometown, then what?
I had a prophetic word given to me in 2005, saying, I saw a ship. The way is being made for your passage, and you are going to use your natural talents, and when you get off the ship, you will use your spiritual talents and go halfway around the world. This ship is going to India, and then it's going to go to North Africa, and then it's going to be like a chain reaction. Don't look to the way God has provided for you in the past. It's not going to happen that way. Your life and your ministry is not over. The greater part of your ministry is in front of you. Don't listen to the devil that your ministry is over. God has anointed you for a powerful work in Him. Unquote. I am looking for that ship and have kept this prophecy in my heart and in prayers since it was given me more than 3 years ago. Does your ministry travel by ship? Have you seen the ship I seek?
No, Jesus is that ship. We get aboard Jesus and He gets aboard us. He's the good ship that takes us, or the gospel train. Get on board and we get to go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Your literature says you provide a place to live with all the things necessary for life to all those who truly want to serve the Lord with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Yeah, and they keep the rules of the church. And we have rules just like everybody else. Of course we have rules. Then what else?
I believe it was not an accident that I have your literature in my hand. There are no accidents in God. My prayer is always, Lord, bring those people, places, and things into my life that are meant to come. Not for my sake, but for the glory of God which lies within and that which you are doing throughout. Also, Lord, help me to see the earthly from heaven's point of view. Amen. Please find enclosed a document for your perusal that is written because I was asking the Lord questions. Mostly why, and the paper is the result of the answers He gave to me. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Looking forward to hearing from you. May God richly bless you. Elaine from Billings, Montana.
Oh, praise the Lord. It's good to hear from old Montana. Well, our time is up, and we need to pray now to get on board. Come on, good people, there's a train a-coming. It's the gospel train, and you don't need any money to get aboard. You just need faith. So jump on now by saying this prayer to the Lord. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. You say this prayer, and you'll be saved. You'll be aboard, and you just have to keep praying and reading, studying the Word of God. My Lord and my God, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all our former filthy sins. And I believe that You, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, Holy Spirit, into my heart. Jesus, wash all my filthy former sins away in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I am saved. Therefore, I thank and praise Your holy name, Lord, for saving my soul. Now, Sharon, tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 754. It's free of charge. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamuministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamuministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Alamo again saying tune in tomorrow for another powerful message from the Lord Jesus Christ for a reading from the book of Revelation, which means that you can understand it now. These are the end times. Right now, this is myself singing for you a song called Mr. DJ.
Mr. DJ, would you please play that old rugged cross? You know it saved me, and it gave me the hope I thought I'd lost. I was a doubter, a down and outer, drunk and dirty in L.A. And a radio station brought me salvation with a song my mama used to play. Mr. DJ, would you please play that old rugged cross? You know it saved me, and it gave me the hope I thought I'd lost. I heard Jesus was no stranger to the beggar on the street. Gave them more than gold and silver. He gave them something to believe. Mr. DJ, would you please play that old rugged cross? You know it saved me, and it gave me the hope I thought I'd lost. I'm still a hobo, and I still go where those four winds carry me. But I'm not worried, 'cause I know he is walking right along with me. Mr. DJ, would you please play that old rugged cross? You know it saved me, and it gave me the hope I thought I had lost. Mr. DJ, would you please play that old rugged cross? You know it saved me, and it gave me the hope I thought I'd lost.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.